Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But let me find favor in your sight. I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ. But only if you have mercy.
There was no way out.
I don't have to
be good. Made everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful. Don't deserve enough. The same thing. I still am not being free. I wanna be what you want me to be. But it will be only by your mercy. Day and night, mercy, mercy, mercy in my cry, Lord.
Mercy,
please, Lord, that I'm begging you, keep on falling, and I don't know what to
do.
Oh Lord, oh dear, help me, please. I'm crying down on my knees. Did all I could do. Oh my goodness, it would not amount to all the things that brought me through. I am forever indebted to you, and I know I can't earn my way to heaven. And if the righteous barely make it in, Lord, what will be the sinner's end? Father, on your mercy I depend.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our words of inspiration will be provided by Brother Bryant Tansel. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Good morning to all of our audience this morning. I pray that your day is already off to a good start. It's going to be an awesome day and a beautiful day that God has created. I'm Brother Bryant Tansel from Central Church of Christ in Smyrna, Georgia, where I lead up the ministry there. And we are getting pretty active, have some pretty special things going, building up our ministry program and getting ready to launch a really good online presence. So if you haven't seen us online, you'll see us soon. We're working on that. Thank you again for listening. Our topic today is principalities with no principles. So here we are. This is a day we've never seen before. Our grandparents and parents fought Christian and non-Christian alike to ensure that we had equal access to job opportunities. They fought for religious freedom back in the day. They fought for all of our people to be seen as human. Over time, we've made some gains in this world. However, the principalities, powers, and leaders of darkness we faced have used the legal system to negate the gains we've made. They use institutions and organizations to attack us as a people. And that's why when the church is united and stands strong, it can withstand the wiles of the devil and influence our society and our leaders. Will you join this fight for the soul of humanity? And principalities, when we say principalities, in terms of back in the day, it was a prince or a ruler over a territory. And you can extrapolate that today to the way we elect people that represent us, no matter what state, territory, or country we're talking about. People make decisions that affect our lives. So my question is, will you join us in this fight for the soul of humanity? In Ephesians 6 and 12, it says, For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The term affirmative action comes to mind in the United States, and it was an active effort to improve employment and educational opportunities for members of minority groups and for women. And it began as a government remedy to the effects of long-standing discrimination against such groups and consisted of policies, programs, and procedures that give limited preferences to minorities and women in job hiring, admission to institutions of higher education, the awarding of government contracts, and other social benefits. So these criteria that they list under that topic are affirmative action for race, disability, gender, ethnic origin, and age. So let's look at race. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He was Jewish descent. I wonder what would happen today if he were born. He'd probably face the same exact challenges that he did back then. Some would accept him, and a lot of people would be against him. So hindsight is 20/20. Everybody says that they would love it in retrospect, but we know he would face the exact same challenges he did back then. Let's look at disability. When Jesus healed the paralytic at Capernaum, it was one of the greatest miracles in the Bible. Jesus was living in Capernaum and teaching the people there. And on one occasion, the people gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left inside the house where he was teaching. not even outside the door. Some men came carrying the paralyzed man, and they couldn't get inside, so they made an opening in the roof and lured the man down through the roof. So imagine these men hoisting the gentleman up the side of this particular structure, getting him onto the roof, and then into the hole in the roof and lowering him down. So when Jesus saw how faithful they had been, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." So some of the teachers of the law interpret this as blasphemy, since God alone can forgive sins. But Mark 2 and 8 states that, "And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned with themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts?" So Jesus knew in his spirit what they were thinking in their hearts. So Mark 2 and 8, Jesus said, why are you thinking of these things? Which is easier to say to a paralytic? Your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up, take your mat, and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. So he says to man, get up, take your mat, and go home. Mark 2, verses 8 through 11, you can read that. So let's turn to gender there. In Genesis 1 and 27, it says, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. When we look at ethnic origin, Mark 16 and 15 tells us, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He didn't say certain people, right? He didn't reserve it for just certain people that either look like him or worship in a certain area. Sent the disciples out to do the work. The apostles were there. I mean, just think of all the teaching they did and all the travels they did all over just to make sure the gospel reached people. Didn't reserve it. It was available for Jews, Gentiles, Greeks, Romans. So let's look at age. When we talk about age, we should be respecting our elders, and the Bible gives us so many verses. But here's some ways to respect your elders. Give the elderly people your time and assistance and visit them in the nursing home. Don't use slang when you talk to them. Use manners when speaking to them. Don't talk to them how you talk to your friends. Listen to them. Listen to their stories about life. Patient with them and be a friend. We should also honor them. Multiple verses in the Bible point to this. Listen to their wise words. We should also take care of elderly family members. In 1 Timothy 5 and 8, it says, but if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. We should be taking care of our elderly family members. So when Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount, I don't know what you're wrestling with today, and we all have different things going on in our lives. It says in Matthew 5 and 1, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and he was set. His disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Do you think that the principalities or people in power are listening to this message? It still rings loudly from the mount that Jesus preached it at. It still rings loudly today, but man is not listening. So as Christians, we have to carry on the torch. We have to make sure that we keep principalities and power and rulers of darkness in check. And that's what I'm asking you to do. Will you join this fight for the soul of humanity? So in closing, Genesis 6 and 7 tells us, "And the Lord said, I'll destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them." Would God smile on us today? I'll leave that question with you as I close. Would you bow with me in a word of prayer? Today we pray for our world. We pray for our countries, our communities we live, our families. Lord, we have a responsibility to build our family spiritually, to build and strengthen our family as Christians. We pray that we're able to do that, and we pray that we're able to just participate in every function involved in our salvation. Lord, today we also pray for the Barber family, a former colleague of mine who lost her daughter in Texas at 21 years of age. We pray that you're with that family at this time. We know you are. We're praying for Sister Pam and Kennedy. We're praying for the Graham family. We're praying for all the families represented on this call. And may Sister Mary, who was wrestling with her decision as to which job opportunity to take, thank you for providing two opportunities to her so she can choose and she will make the right decision. Father, we pray for Brother McFall and his business. We pray for all the folks we haven't heard from in a little while, that they're listening and that God is still the bright shining light in their lives and that they continue to hold to your hand. We're praying for our ministers and their families on the call. Thank you for inspiring them and just helping them and us develop these lessons that can make us better Christians, Lord. Thank you for Sister Danielle and all she does to help this program succeed and be successful. Lord, this is our prayer for today. We thank you and we pray that everyone has a safe and happy weekend, and we will talk to you very soon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.